Sponsors of a marijuana regulation initiative have filed a complaint against their opposition, alleging that Big Marijuana Big Mistake has violated disclosure rules. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports.
At issue is whether the owners of the anti-marijuana group's public relations firm are serving in a volunteer capacity and whether the firm's time is being properly accounted. Here's Christina Woolston, a majority owner of Northwest Strategies, at an Anchorage Chamber of Commerce debate on Monday.
I'm the volunteer spokesperson for the grassroots organization Big Marijuana, Big Mistake, Vote No on 2.
And later calling out the pro-marijuana group's representative.
You're a paid spokesperson to represent the industry.
The campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol has a problem with that. They're alleging that Woolston isn't properly disclosing her financial connections to the No on 2 group. Initiative sponsor Chris Rempert filed the complaint on Thursday, and he believes the anti-marijuana group is using that as a tactic to paint the initiative sponsors as outsiders.
It's very clear that they're willfully misrepresenting themselves to the public, to the media, and to election regulators because they think that'll benefit them.
State statute requires initiative campaigns to disclose their expenditures within 10 days, and the Alaska Public Offices Commission requires any sort of commercial services provided by volunteers to be documented as campaign contributions. Northwest Strategies started working for Big Marijuana, Big Mistake in mid-April, and the campaign's first independent expenditure report was filed about a month and a half later. None of the campaign's reports make any note of Woolston's volunteer time. Woolston believes that the APOC complaint is a distraction and that initiative sponsors are using it to divert attention from the $500,000 in funding they've received from the D.C.-based Marijuana Policy Project. Woolston says she identifies herself as a volunteer because she is not a salaried employee of Northwest Strategies.
Yeah, well, this isn't my job. I mean, the work that I do is volunteer. You know, I don't work at Northwest Strategies. I work for Tunica Corporation. I understand the ownership issue, but it's a family business. And, you know, it's really, they're grasping here.
The connection between Big Marijuana, Big Mistake, Northwest Strategies, the Chiniga Corporation, and the Woolston family is a bit of a tangle. The Chiniga Corporation has given $25,000 to the Big Marijuana, Big Mistake campaign, and Woolston is an executive there. Big Marijuana, Big Mistake is also a client of Northwest Strategies, which Woolston and her husband own. According to expenditure reports, Northwest Strategies has done nearly $25,000 in work for the campaign. Woolston says that when she identifies herself as a volunteer, she's representing herself as a Chiniga Corporation executive, not as an owner of Northwest Strategies. She adds that Northwest Strategies has a $7,500 a month contract with Big Marijuana, Big Mistake, but the amount covers hard costs only, and she is not personally profiting from it.
My husband and I both volunteer our time. Yes, we do have an agency that has a very small contract, really a drop in the bucket if you want to talk about numbers and what the opposition is being paid.
But the campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol takes issue with that logic. Taylor Bickford is a spokesperson employed by the Pro Initiative campaign.
You can't say you're giving something away for free and then charge for it.
Woolston says she still plans to identify herself as a volunteer when campaigning against the marijuana ballot initiative. In Anchorage, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.